is a quick way of explaining what convoluted is, if you understand what convoluted means. Assuming that an individual does not know what convoluted means, it becomes more beautiful in the explanation. Convoluting, meaning that a thing is twisted, turns within itself and outside itself, and continues on in a linear line. That sounds so much better than just saying the matter is convoluted. Where an individual is of equal or greater intelligence, then being able to articulate quickly and concisely by using words that mean much more than just the word. For example, again, convoluted. It speeds up the communication process, but takes away some of the beauty of the language. The language that you speak is part of the beauty of communicating, whether it is Earth English, Syrian, Dorongotan, Earth French, High Syrian, Water Syrian, or Lowland Syrian. It is the beauty of how you articulate that is important. Sometimes it is best to communicate just yourself, to hear how beautiful the language that you speak actually is, the fluidity and the understanding of the words is important. But words spoken on their own can be just as beautiful. If you take a large word, let us say facetious, and instead of saying facetious, you say the person was, and you use descriptive terminology instead of the word facetious. That is important because it shows the beauty of the language and the grasp that you have. In a matter where it is necessary to be quick and clear and concise, as I have previously stated, then certainly use large words that cover a wide variety of instances. Questions.
Yes.
When discussing questions and answering questions, it is best to pause and wait instead of jumping in before an individual has appeared to have finished answering the question, as was just animated. That was done deliberately. But it was used as an explanation. Now, you may ask a question.
Yes. People say you don't have a sense of humor. I like to just basically disprove that.
Okay.
As just been pointed out.
Okay.
Yeah, the question. In other words, that was rather humorous.
That was not an attempt at humor. That was done as an explanation.
It comes off quite well. In a way that's easy to understand and learn from because it was humorous.
If you so wish it to be humorous, then it is humorous. I do not see the humor in it myself.
Okay. Anyway, now one of the problems that arises from this, I'd like to work with you a little bit, is when you are so concerned where conversation and communication is so crucial, that by saying the wrong thing, you could upset an entire process, then doesn't the worry about saying the wrong thing basically slow down and defeat the purpose you're trying to get to because you're so...
I said when it is appropriate. I did not say that it is always so. When it is appropriate to be eloquent and quick, your explanations. That is normally when you are explaining something to a person that you know and trust. In politics, as I started off by saying, words do mean things. You have to be cautious and plan accordingly. When communicating with somebody in a political setup, you have to weigh and think your words very carefully. When I communicate, I pause. That is a moment for me to think, what am I going to say next? How am I going to articulate in a way that is easy to understand and will not be overlooked or misunderstood or taken incorrectly? You have to be very careful. It is sometimes necessary to use long explanations on a simple question, because you have to elaborate on what you mean. And in elaborating and pausing at the appropriate places, you have time to think and group yourselves for a manipulative move in a political scenario that is a way of benefiting without causing problems. Next question.
Well, one of the jobs that I have at the computer store that I work at is preparing people in how to access the internet and their email. When I'm doing so, I often have to deal with people who have no prior knowledge of computers, other people who have vast amounts of knowledge of working with computers. Your explanation helps me to work with them on a little bit better scale, but at the same time, in using this as a training tool, how could I better utilize it?
By using analogies and descriptions and thinking carefully so that the individual you are communicating with will understand in the best possible medium. The medium depends on the individual. As you have pointed out, if it is a person that has lots of experience with word processors or computers, then you can use jargon. If an individual has never had any serious experiences with a computer or a word processor, then you have to be more elaborate in your explanation and think things through carefully and proceed carefully. After all, one incorrect click of your arrow pointer could throw away hours of hard work. Next question.
When I was working, when I will be working with people visually to teach them how to use the internet in the coming future, where I'm not just using words, but using actions, how do I blend the actions and the words together to make the message come through in the clearest form possible?
Well, obviously, you do not stand totally stationary. First of all, it is important to lean in towards them, no matter how they may radiate an odor. By leaning back, you say, I do not like you, I do not trust you, I do not feel comfortable with you. When you lean forward, you are saying, I accept you, I feel comfortable around you. Secondly, eye contact. Making that direct eye contact and looking them directly in the eyes when communicating with them. But it is important also to remember that some people do have a problem with making eye contact, as they also have problems with people invading their space. A gentle touch on the shoulder as you are communicating with them. For example, let us say you have a young lady that wishes to access a, what do you call it, communication mail?
Email.
You're standing behind her, looking over her shoulder. You put your hand on her shoulder in a kind of soothing way. Not too much. If she pulls away, you remove the hand. If she stays like that, as you are talking and pointing and talking her through the action, you are maintaining that friendly contact. You may ask a question.
Okay. Now then, how do I use this same technique in my everyday life?
By the same method. It is a general basic situation. Eye contact, physical contact, moving closer. But it is also important to remember that there are people out there that will not make eye contact, that do not like to be touched, that do not like people moving close to them.
Right, you have to intuitively feel that.
Correct. If you start and they pull away, you do not do it again. If you look and they look away, then try occasionally a few times more as they become more confident. If they behave in certain ways, you do not do that behavior.
Excellent, thank you.
You're welcome. You may ask a question.
Okay. In these coming talks and conferences, working with the various channels that I'm doing, with those people, I'm accepting them as equals and talking to them as peers, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What about when I am talked down to?
Sorry, that is two questions. But I will answer. When you are talked down to, be patient. Be courteous. Assume a stance of friendship. If they are talking down to you, be nice. Be approachable. Be friendly. You will be guided in what is right and what is wrong. You will be told or pointed in a direction that will help you be most beneficial. There will be times where, if you are talked down to, you must inform the individual that everybody is equal in your eyes, regardless of how unintelligent or intelligent they appear to be. It is important when meeting an individual for the first time by saying, "Hello, my name is Russ. We are all equals here when we discuss things. We are here to benefit as a common good." And if they are listening, they will hear the words, "We are all equals here." If they talk down to you, you can remind them gently. Do not say, "Please, don't talk down to me." That will cause problems. But by casually bringing it up in conversation and making that all-important eye contact, you are confirming the fact that you are an equal and that everybody is an equal. So you see the importance of A, being eloquent, B, making contact, C, maintaining that even keel. It is important to maintain a neutrality. When emotions get into a situation, the harm that can be done can be grossly detrimental. Damage done may take a long time to repair. I am sure that you can count many individuals where you have got off on the wrong foot and will never know their companionship, their friendship, their comradeship because of getting off on that wrong foot on the first meeting. Some of your species has this terrible habit of giving one and one chance only. There are times when that is appropriate. There are times when that is not appropriate. That is a matter for the individual that is making that decision to decide. However, sticking to your guns is important. If you make a decision that there is a second or third chance, then you offer that many chances. However, if an individual decides that there is one and one chance only, that should be left open to debate on the premise of you all make mistakes. You all fall off the path from time to time. However, sweeping it under the carpet is inappropriate. When saying this is your last chance after many chances, it must be followed through. An idle threat serves no purpose, and if it is repeated many, many times, it is an idle threat. So it is necessary to address each situation in an appropriate manner. You have to weigh on the motivational capabilities of yourself and how you will address that. So by laying down a structure and laying out a format that is approachable and communicative, it is important to stick and address each case on a case-by-case point. It is no good having a general rule of thumb for every situation. Every situation is different. Every action is different. So communicating as eloquently and concisely as possible and laying out a fieldwork, a groundwork that is necessary, and an objective that is necessary for a particular goal, and I'm sure you are well aware of what I am leaning to, is important. Each matter must be addressed to help remedy the overall communication difficulty. It is important frequently to reiterate. It is also important to give compliments and confirmation that an individual or individuals are doing a good job. They are progressing in a way that is desirable. When addressing individuals, not an individual, it is important to make them feel comfortable and at ease so that the learning process and the discussion is much easier. You may ask a question.
That's all I have.
You are welcome. I will conclude by finishing briefly. It has been an honor and a pleasure. And I believe that was an attempt at humor.
It wasn't?
It was.
I believe so too. A well-planned attempt at humor, if you ask me.
I thought it was amusing.
Kara thought it was hilarious.
His normal will finish briefly and concisely. One is normally 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. A very deep thinking. Very covered a wide lot of subjects, didn't he? Mm-hmm.
Covered a lot of that last section.
Mm-hmm. I think he covered 3 topics and 3 subjects in your mind. All at the same time,
yeah.
All detailed, all very eloquent, all case by case.
I had another question, but it would take the rest of the tape to answer.
How much did he use?
Quite a bit. A little under halfway.
My! What was the last question?
The last one was if someone talks down to me in the conferences. You have got perfect timing.
I do.
Extremely wonderful.
Just got through a very convoluted, very convoluted, very convoluted.
Wait, going here.
I think the best way to describe Corton is a pompous windbag at times.
You're so funny.
Hey, I live on the edge.
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. Feeling better?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did it taste good?
Yeah, I had a salad.
Mm-hmm. I also have a good sense of smell. You put some of that dressing on there, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I think that adding a little bit of orange juice to that dressing would give it a little bit more oomph.
Yeah, I would think it.
Mm-hmm. Give it a little bit of zest. No, forget the orange. Put that yellow thingy.
Lemon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that would give it a nice...
pause and start some tea, or...
Does his voice sound that bad? Okay, pause.
Okay.
Up here on the base, we have... Of course, the choice up here is alcohol or a herbal recreation, which comes in three different strengths, which is basically kind of a flower. It's probably about yay big. They come in three colors and have three very distinct... I'll let the expert talk about them.
Good call. I enjoy talking about those. In fact, it's your favorite subject.
Flowers?
Kiwi's flowers.
But we've already done one section about her and the flowers, so we can't really get too much of that one on it.
She might give you more history on them.
Oh, by the way, there's a picture of Carl.
Oh, is that really her?
That's as close as I can get. Down here, anyway.
Frank.
Hi, Tia.
Hi.
Hi, Kiwi.
Yo! Flowers.
Carrie, this is Evelyn. This is Carrie.
Yo!
Carrie Monster.
Hi.
Better hey. Know her as.
Okay. Carrie Monster, bite me. Whip me.
Maybe a little description of yourself.
Okay. I am about yay tall, which is how tall?
6'6".
I'm not quite that tall. Not quite that tall. I'm about... I'm about 6'1.5". Mm-hmm. I am kind of... At the moment, I take tablets that changes the colour of my hair. At the moment, I am a redhead. My natural colour, though, is a brunette. Okay. I have blue eyes, just like yours. I am fairly slim, and I think the description would be, what, willowy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some people use willowy.
That's a word I heard used the other day.
Okay.
Very graceful, you mean?
Yes. I am the daughter to the president on our home planet of Sirius. I am the little sister to Madam Ambassador. I'm an engineer. I also have the ability to manipulate other people's minds with my thought processes, which is very useful. However, it is governed by some very serious rules. The rules are, briefly, and these are just very, very brief, these are the main ones. Never for personal gain. Never for personal pleasure. Never, never for doing harm. Those are the three main rules. There are lots of other little ones. Never to interfere in a karmic situation unless, and there's a lot of them that have clauses, unless a person is doing harm, or unless you can see the Akashic record in history and see that by interfering and interrupting, etc., 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 etc. Okay, flowers. Oh, first of all, any questions?
No, I want to hear more about your flowers.
Oh, flowers. The joy of my life, especially the pink ones. I'll come to the pink ones last of all. Okay, we have three varieties. Pink, as I have already stated. Blue. Now, the blue ones are a depressant, a sedative. And what they do, well, first of all, you ingest them by just munching them, and they're filled of a fluid inside, and the fluid is part of the narcotic effect. what you do is you bite off the head, drink the fluid. Now, if you drink just the fluid, you just get very, very sleepy. If you eat the whole entire flower as well as drinking the fluid, you get nice and mellow, you can continue functioning. But it takes the edges off the world. Mm-hmm. The more that you eat, the more mellow you get until you reach the point where you fall asleep. When you wake up, you don't have the feeling that you need more. You don't have the terrible headaches. You don't have the depression. You don't have the cravings. You just wake up refreshed and get on with your life. They are sometimes prescribed for people that have the sleeping disorders, for people that are overactive, people that have anxiety. Students use them, especially when they get overactive. The red ones. These are fun. I don't do them very often, but I do enjoy them occasionally. They are a... what's the word, Russ? Opposite of a sedative. They're a pick-me-up.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm, that's the best way to describe
narcotic.
It. And it's the same process. I'm trying to think of what's the opposite of depressant is a stimulant. Okay, stimulant. Stimulant. Okay, it's stored. Okay. The stimulant effect is that when you eat the red ones, you get hyperactive. Mm-hmm. You get energized. You have incredible energy. You can stay awake for long periods of time. The more that you eat, the more hyperactive you become until you reach a point where your body says, I can't take any more.
Does it make you sexually, like you get a sleep deprivation that makes you very, very sensitive?
No.
Not, it does not, not do that
these,
for you.
Not these. Not these.
Okay.
Not these. We'll get to that in a minute.
sleep deprivation does that.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't increase the sensitivity of the body.
Mm-hmm.
It gets to the point when you've eaten so many of them, your body can't take any more. It just shuts down. Boom. That's it. You go out like a light. It decides, your body says, okay, I've had enough. I can't take any more. I need to rest. I'm shutting down. Boom. That's it. You can eat one. And your body can say, I've had enough, I need to rest, boom, that's it. You mm-hmm. don't get the carry-on effect of the one that you've just ingested.
Okay,
my favourite ones. The pink ones.
Mm-hmm.
The pink ones are a lot of fun. However, they have a very short growing season of just under 4 weeks.
Do you have to freeze them?
You can't freeze them. Normally, it's in the spring of the area that I grew up in. The pink ones, they're very fun. They are a sexual stimulant.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very wonderful. It increases the body sensitivity. It increases the frequency that you can indulge in sexual activity.
Mm-hmm.
It increases the stamina. It increases the fluids, the lubricants and everything, so that prolonged sexual activity doesn't become uncomfortable like it can sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's very sensual. It makes everything very fluid. It makes the feelings of warmth on the skin just right. Increases the stamina, increases the frequency that you can.
Sensitivity.
Sensitivity is very important, both physical sensitivity of the skin, internal sensitivity of the erogenous areas, sensitivity in behavior. You're more passionate, you're more tender, makes you more willing to try new things. It's a lot of fun. They're great. I really, really do enjoy them. I just wish that they had a longer season. Now, the reason we can't freeze them is because they've already been partly frozen. For them to be at their peak, they need to have a frost on top of them. So if there is a freezing process, basically what you're doing is you're breaking down the structure, because the pink ones are so delicate. The red and the blue ones are fairly robust and you can freeze them. However, they grow year round, so there's no point in freezing them. The pink ones are very, very delicate. I'm going to need your help explaining this, Russ. One pink flower will go for the equivalent of 3 good bottles of wine, which would be the equivalent to
62. Well, actually, good bottles of wine is about $180.
That's for one flower. I have the rights to about a quarter of an acre, and I can get close to, if it's a good year, actually, it's a bad year, but it's a good year in the quantity. I can get close to 12 dozen out of that quarter acre. However, if there is a lot of them produced, they're not as intense and the activity is not as intense. If there are a few produced, they're much more intense. This being the fact that if it's cold, they produce less plants. If there's a lot of water, there's more flowers produced. And of course, a lot of water means that it's warmer, so that there's more flowers. This year was a bad year in the flowers due to the fact that it was a bumper harvest. We had more flowers this year than I can recall in my 61 years.
Mm-hmm.
We live for close to 1,000 years.
Oh.
So she's in essence younger than you and I.
Oh.
Bite me. It's been pointed out that's why we appear to be more youthful, more fluid in our movements. Tia is not of our species, and her life expectancy is about 200 to 300 years. That's if she takes care of herself. But do you have questions on the flowers?
I was wondering, are they legal?
Yes.
Are they very beautiful? Does it look very pretty for you?
Yes, it does. I come from the high mountain areas, which is probably a little bit higher than your area. Your area is
6,500 is about where we're at right now.
Yeah. I'm used to growing up at about a quarter as high again, which would be
about,
yeah, so down there where you guys are is lowland for me. Best way to describe me is I'm a high altitude chick.
Yeah, they come, their home in the series is very beautiful. It's a very lovely area, the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
I would like that.
It's a lot of fun.
Why can't we have a pretty place like that?
You do. It's out there. It's not, I wouldn't call it home, but it is beautiful. Beautiful is what you think it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Somebody can look out over a area full of different coloured lights and go, that's beautiful. And they can come up to somewhere like you have down there and say, ugh, look at all that yellow stuff in there. God, it's cold. Oh, I don't like that smell. Oh, I don't like this. That's not beautiful. But yet, they look on something that they see all these lights.
That's it, yeah.
And it's all perception.
Mm-hmm.
I personally would say that the lights is beautiful to look at, but not to live in.
Yeah, I agree.
So it's all a matter of perception.
Yeah, I don't like the moon. Mm-hmm. It only attracts bugs.
Yeah, bugs can be beautiful.
It's a drag to have to pay rent.
Well, we pay rent up here in trade.
Uh-huh.
Now, the fact that I do engineer work is my trade.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Tia does her political analyst work for Hadesbase. That's her trade. Mark does his ground control. Kara does her, or used to do her healing. She's now been supported by the government of Sirius.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really interesting.
Mm-hmm. Let me check our tape space, darling. Not that I want to rush you.
Trying to get rid of me, huh?
Not really, but...
I'll set Liker on ya.
Looks like we got about 7 minutes. Maybe 8, maybe 10 at the very most. I know, darling, but Wendell will be back next week.
Bye.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, I'll put on the next speaker very quickly. Quick question. When does she do that and what does it mean?
It's an Italian gesture meaning
maybe some thoughts.
Blank off.
Oh. I'll ask later. Frank. Hello.
Good evening, Cara.
Greetings.
Cara, I'd like to meet Linda.
It is a pleasure to meet you, Linda.
This is Cara, our Lady Ambassador.
Greetings. I was just checking the voice level. It just sounds very raspy tonight.
Yeah, I've got some tea over there, but I don't know if it helped any.
I think it was over-exercise.
Well, Corton does do that
too. Yes. Corton and his communication and lack of thought on... Yes, I know it is. Rip into a court on tonight. You should know better and have requested a fluid break.
I know.
Well, I will address that. Right does have its privileges. Okay, I'm here to answer questions. Let me first of all explain about myself and add a few things. Apart from being appointed to the job of ambassador, my main interest is healing. Healing not only of a physical nature or a spiritual nature, but of a psychological nature as well. Russ has explained what I look like. I am a little bit taller than my little sister, but not much. I am definitely a little bit more filled out. I am 87 of your years, which puts me at about your age group in my life expectancy. Okay, let me answer questions, preferably on a healing nature.
Well, she was talking about how she thinks she's got hepatitis C.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Right, and recommended procedures for working.
Okay.
I knew you'd want a good challenge tonight. Well, here's a good challenge.
Yes, hepatitis C. First of all, you need to have that confirmed.
I did have it confirmed.
Okay. Okay. You definitely cannot drink.
I stopped drinking 5 years
ago. Okay. You need to keep up on the latest data on your planet. They are currently working on a vaccine. It takes, my estimate, probably within the next 2 to 5 years, it should be ready. However, there are different strains of hepatitis. A, B, C, D, and E.
I've got C.
Yes, I'm just covering those to say that there are other strains. Hepatitis A and B, there is treatment for it. Okay, hepatitis C, they are working on it. D, they are still researching and learning. And E is the real scary one.
That's okay.
You know that there are many different ways of transmitting hepatitis.
Yeah, the one I have is only transmitted through blood.
Mm-hmm. Which is good. Mm-hmm. What you need to do, first of all, probably start prescribing yourself vitamin C. Okay. Eat healthy. Eat frequently, but not large quantities. At the moment, I suggest that you say, forget eating large, not eating large quantities. Eat as you feel that you need to. Exercise. Exercise is very important. By keeping healthy and keeping in shape is very important. Now, I know that you haven't been told about my pet peeve.
No.
My pet peeve is nicotine. Due to the fact that with the setup that we now have, I feel the host body around me. And my pet peeve is heightened because of what I feel in my chest that I'm experiencing, which isn't my chest, it's the host chest. But it feels as if I'm wearing it within my body and I feel its heartbeat. I feel its intestinal bubblings. I feel its fluidity in the mouth, the hoarseness in the throat, and the damage done by the nicotine. At the moment, I would not concern yourself with quitting that addiction as it is a replacement at the moment. However, once that is addressed and dealt with, to help in the process of fighting hepatitis C, it is important to quit that habit because the immune system needs to fight. Yeah. And the fact that the immune system is carrying nicotine, which it is fighting, is not good. But, as I said, we can address that at a later time. Exercise, I would suggest organizing yourself a 5-minute exercise routine for a month period. Just 5 minutes a day. Whether it is walking from point A to point B very fast, jogging, doing sit-ups, pedaling a bicycle, running on the spot, lifting weights, but not too heavy weights, an aerobic exercise. Okay, at the end of a month, take a day off. Kick back, relax, stick out your tongue, stick your thumbs in your ears and make silly noises. Starting the new month, increase it to 10 minutes a day. Just a 10-minute basic workout. At that point, you don't need to increase it anymore. On your planet, they talk about a 30-minute workout a day. That depends on the individual. In your case, exercise would be... Well, you're in fairly good shape anyway. But it will help strengthen the immune system. Fresh fruit is very, very important in fighting this. Very important. Clean fresh fruit. I would strongly suggest that you check to make sure the fruit is not from the following places. Mexico. That's a no-no. Chile. Argentina, any of the countries south of your border. Okay. Drinking water from those places, if you go and visit them, don't. Take your own. Because your immune system, even though you can fight off things like colds easy and cuts and scratches and so on, it takes a little longer. You have a nick that you did the other day, correct?
A nick?
Oh, a little bruise.
No.
Mm-hmm.
You mean the splinters you got?
I got splinters.
Yes, from the carpentry. A nick of damage of the skin. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you might have noticed over the years that those cuts and scratches take a little longer to heal.
Only because I wasn't being nourished. I noticed when I'm not eating myself...
Good. That's part of it. But it is important. And you might want to carry a little medical kit with yourself to clean the wounds. That helps to clean up them and speed up the process. Sorry?
I have some witch hands that I could carry with
me. Well, I was thinking things like, you can't use that, can you? Okay. Certain antibiotic creams.
Mm-hmm.
Little packages of them, I believe you can pick up. Think of Band-Aids. You know, just simple, basic things like that. Witch hazel is...
antiseptic.
Mm-hmm. You want another useful thing that you can carry?
What's that?
Willow bark.
Willow bark. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What's willow bark, Russ?
Mm-hmm.
Boil it up. Drink the juices. It tastes revolting. But it's perfectly natural. There are other... Oh, a nice little one that you might enjoy. St. John's wort.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little sedative if you need to relax and unwind. And that's not legal, but it does help to, and it's not harmful. It's a pity that is illegal. You're not a member of any indigenous tribes, are you?
No.
Pity you can't use that one either. I'm trying to think of things to help you relax a little.
I'm a little bit too relaxed lately.
Being a little too relaxed is useful at this time.